For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Peter, we're joined today by the new artistic director of the Paul Robeson Theater in the African American Cultural Center over on Maston Avenue, right here in Buffalo. Welcome, Yao Khalil Newkirk.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me your story, your background in the theater. You're a young, energetic guy with a lot of interests.
Yes, I have many interests. I have done my undergrad and my master's at the University of Buffalo in theater performance. And since then, I've done quite a bit of work. A lot of it has mostly been in art installations as well as some theatrical performances. But as far as background goes, I'm going a little bit further back now. I am one of the sister act kids, if you will. So I did a lot of traveling over the past 20 years, really. A lot has happened.
Now, let's just make sure people get that. You are one of the sister act kids. Who are you? What do you mean, sister act kids?
I have been very fortunate to have a mentor and godmother by the name of Professor Iris Stevenson, who is also a Buffalo native. She currently resides in Los Angeles, California, and she is the music director of Crenshaw High School. She is the inspiration behind Sister Act 2, where Whoopi Goldberg goes into the school, turns the children into a choir, and takes them to compete in these competitions around the world. So that was my real life, working under her and traveling around the world doing competitions and performances, doing choreography. I worked with her in a vocal performance. I was also one of the leads for the group. So that's my story with Sister Act.
Wow. Now, was your whole family theatrical? Because your brother's also in the theater, right?
He is. My mother used to direct us when we were younger in a lot of productions and plays. She used to do a lot of one-woman plays, but whenever she would do something either in church or at a local theater or somewhere, wherever she found a spot to do something, she would put us in the productions, put us in the show. So mom does the stage performance, my dad sings, my brother, you know, he performs, he does Broadway, and I do all of the above.
And he does prominently Broadway. He's for years in The Lion King, right?
Yes, Simba.
He's Simba when it's closed and presumably when it resumes.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So you're a Sister Act kid. He's kind of a lion kid.
Absolutely.
So now you've been hired to be the artistic director of the Paul Robeson Theater, which has a history of very, well, activist but traditionally structured plays, the full line of August Wilson, Lorraine Hansberry, and so on. And now they're getting you. So what's about to happen at the Robeson?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know that anyone knows what's getting ready to happen at the Robeson. I have a lot of plans. I have a lot of great ideas. But I do know that they're not going to be very traditional in terms of what the Paul Robeson has been accustomed to. I do enjoy doing all of our traditional pieces, you know, our August Wilsons and Hansberry, as you mentioned. But I'm very interested in exploring the other areas of theatrics. And so I'm trying to find the happy collaboration of different forms of media and using that in the performance or as the performance.
Well, I think we've seen little touches of what you're talking about at other theaters. There have been projections used on stages, and I'm thinking of some experimental theater where you sort of, you're there with the actors, you move with them and go from room to room with them. But it sounds like you want to take this to a whole other level.
Yes. It may be something as we have turned the entire theater space into an immersive experience that may have theatrical elements installed into it. So I want to really kind of explore different forms of media and bringing that into the theater space.
Right. Now, would this alternate with more traditionally scripted plays?
Oh, absolutely. But I just want to make sure that we're expanding because there's so much when it comes to performance.
Well, I wonder too, if so many younger artists are writing and expressing themselves through poetry, through installation, performance, just expanding and blurring the boundaries between the performing arts. You know, a lot could happen and a lot more people could be involved.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So some traditional Paul Robeson Theater fare and some exciting new directions. We'll get under the new leadership of Yao Khalil Newkirk. We wish you great success in this new position. It sounds very exciting. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.